أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو أنا كتبنا عليهم أن اقتلوا أنفسكم أو اخرجوا من دياركم ما فعلوه إلا قليل منهم ولو أنهم فعلوا ما يوعظون به لكان خيرا لهم وأشد تثبيتا. وإذا لآتيناهم من لدنا أجرا عظيما ولهديناهم صراطا مستقيما. Still in this discussion of that we should submit fully to the laws of Allah Ta'ala wholeheartedly, outwardly also, and very happily with our hearts also. Any disputes we have between us, and in all disputes every party thinks he is on the right. But that when there is a dispute, so it's clear that somebody is on the right and somebody is on the wrong, then it should be submitted to the law of Allah Ta'ala by the ulama, the mufti, the qadi, etc. And according to Quran and Hadith, they should make the ruling, and then wholeheartedly we should accept it, even if it is against us. That we should accept that ruling which is according to Quran and Hadith. So these Jews and the Munafiq, they are not prepared to do that. So Allah Ta'ala explains that why do they find it difficult? When this law of Islam, Sharia, the Tawbah, the whole religion has been made very easy compared to the previous religion. In the previous religions, for the Tawbah of a person to be accepted, they had to kill themselves, and they had to leave their homes, go away from their homes, leave their homes. That they had to do, then the Tawbah was accepted. In our deen, now Allah made it so easy that you just make sincerely Tawbah and your Tawbah is accepted. So Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّا كَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ. Or agar hum un par hukam karte, had we made this faras on them and given them this command, أَنِقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ كَ هَلَاكَ كَرُوا أَفْنِي جَانَ. Kill yourselves. You made this mistake. You did not accept Allah's law. Now you're making Tawbah, but for your Tawbah to accept it, you must kill yourself. How difficult shouldn't that be? وَيْخْرُجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ. Ya chor niklo apne ghar. Or leave your homes and go away. And go somewhere else. That also should have been so difficult. مَا فَعَلُوهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ مِّنْهُمْ. تو ایسا نہ کرتے مگر تھوڑے ان میں سے. If that command was given, then the people should not have done that, but very few people. What level of iman a person should have to have that he kills himself so that his tawbah must be accepted, or that he leaves his home and goes away from his home. He leaves his home, abandons it, and he goes away. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا مَا يُوْعَذُونَ بِهِ. اور اگر یہ لوگ کرے جو ان کو نصیحت کی جاتی ہے. If these people do what they are being advised to do, that is to make tawbah, and the simple tawbah that sincerely from your heart, you realize you made wrong, you admit it, accept it, and you ask for forgiveness for it, and you determine that in the future I won't do it, just on that Allah promises His forgiveness. Allah has made it so easy. So Allah says, if they have do that which they have been told, لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. To albatta, unke haq mein behtar ho. This will be very good in their eyes. It will be much good. They will find great goodness if they make tawbah. Any person who makes tawbah and corrects his life, he will find great goodness in his life. وَأَشَدَّ تَثْبِيتًا. اور زیادہ ثابت رکھنے والا ہو دین میں. And this will keep them more firm on deen. When they make sincere tawbah, they accept that what they have done is wrong, and now they determine they won't do it again, they ask for forgiveness, this will make them very strong in their deen. وَإِذَا لَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ لَدُنَّا أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. اور اس وقت البتہ دیے ہم ان کو اپنے پاس سے بڑا ثواب. And not only that, that they will correct their lives, they will find peace and tranquility, but we will give them from our side a very great reward. By making tawbah, Allah forgives all the sins. And then everywhere Allah says that not Allah is only ghafoor, but ghafoorur rahima. Then Allah Ta'ala sends His rahmat upon that person. After forgiveness, then Allah sends more of His mercy on that person. وَلَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَةِ اور چلاوے ان کو سیدھی راہ. And then we guide them towards the correct path. The straight correct path, we guide them to that also. So much of benefits on making tawbah that Allah Ta'ala will give a very great reward, and Allah will keep a person firm on deen, and Allah Ta'ala will guide a person towards righteousness. All this is when the person makes sincere tawbah. And for this ummah, Allah made this tawbah also so easy that we did not have to kill ourselves, we did not have to leave our homes and go away. Just make sincere tawbah, which comprises of three basic elements. One is to understand, accept wholeheartedly, I did wrong. Secondly, to ask forgiveness from them. Thirdly, to promise not to do that again. And if there are any rights of anyone, like we are owing somebody or we stole money from somebody, whatever, then that also we must correct. If we got qaza namazas, qaza rozas, then we must fulfill that also. Then a person's tawbah is complete. And on that, what great rewards does not Allah Ta'ala promise? So a person must not be hesitant. He should be eager to make tawbah and turn to Allah Ta'ala and ask for forgiveness. This beautiful deen that Allah has given us, the real enjoyment will be when we will practice it. If there is a wonderful dish at home, biryani, roast, whatever, but we can only appreciate it when we eat it. If we just speak about it, that we got wonderful biryani at home, we got wonderful plow, we got wonderful roast, but we don't eat it, we won't get the benefit. In the same way, if we have some medicine which makes us, gives us a lot of strength, vitamins, and makes us very energetic and strong, and we praise it all the time, we won't get the benefit. When we take it, then we will get the benefit. So if we just praise our deen and talk of the greatness of our deen, we won't get the benefit of deen. That will only come when we practice our deen. Then we will see what the great benefits are. May Allah make us understand this and act accordingly, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.